Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, describing a hobby started during the pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic has significantly impacted our daily lives, including the hobbies we pursue. This topic is increasingly common in IELTS speaking tests, reflecting its relevance to contemporary experiences. Let's explore how to effectively answer questions about hobbies started during the pandemic in your IELTS speaking exam. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about hobbies and activities during the pandemic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Did you start any new hobbies during the pandemic? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I did. During the lockdown, I started learning how to cook. It was a good way to pass the time and learn a useful skill. Band 8-9. Answer: Absolutely. The pandemic presented an unexpected opportunity to explore new interests. I took up culinary arts, specifically focusing on Asian cuisine. It was not only a productive way to utilize my newfound free time, but also a therapeutic outlet during a stressful period. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a hobby that you started during the pandemic. You should say what the hobby is, how you started it, why you chose this hobby, and explain how you feel about this hobby now. Sample answer, band 8 to 9. I'd like to talk about a hobby I picked up during the pandemic, which is urban gardening. The hobby I started is cultivating a small vegetable and herb garden on my apartment balcony. I began this venture in the early months of the lockdown when grocery shopping became a challenge. It started with a few pots of basil and tomatoes, but quickly expanded to include a variety of herbs and vegetables. I initiated this hobby after watching several YouTube videos on urban gardening. The idea of growing my own produce in a limited space was both intriguing and appealing. I ordered seeds and basic gardening supplies online and eagerly awaited their arrival to begin my green journey. I chose urban gardening for several reasons. Firstly, it provided a productive outlet for my excess time at home. Secondly, I was increasingly conscious of food security and wanted to have a sustainable source of fresh herbs and vegetables. Lastly, I've always been fascinated by the process of nurturing plants from seed to harvest, and this seemed like the perfect opportunity to explore that interest. Now, I feel immensely satisfied with this hobby. It's been incredibly rewarding to see the fruits of my labor, quite literally. The act of tending to my plants has become a meditative practice, helping me manage stress during these uncertain times. Moreover, the satisfaction of consuming homegrown produce is unparalleled. This hobby has not only provided me with fresh, organic vegetables, but has also fostered a deeper appreciation for nature and sustainable living practices. In conclusion, urban gardening has been a silver lining of the pandemic for me, transforming a challenging time into an opportunity for personal growth and sustainable living. Follow-up questions. How has this hobby changed your daily routine? Do you think you'll continue with this hobby after the pandemic? Band 8-9 answers. This hobby has significantly altered my daily routine. I now start each day by checking on my plants, which gives me a sense of purpose and responsibility. It's become a mindful morning ritual that helps me center myself before tackling the day's challenges. Additionally, I find myself more attuned to natural cycles, paying attention to factors like sunlight and rainfall that affect my plants' growth. Absolutely, I fully intend to continue with urban gardening post-pandemic. It's evolved from a mere pastime into a passion that aligns with my values of sustainability and self-sufficiency. I'm even considering expanding my garden and perhaps joining a community gardening project to share knowledge and resources with like-minded individuals. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: How do you think hobbies can help people cope with difficult times like a pandemic? Band 6-7 answer. I think hobbies can be very helpful during difficult times. They give people something to focus on and can reduce stress. Hobbies can also help people learn new skills and feel more productive. Band 8-9 answer. Hobbies can play a crucial role in helping individuals navigate challenging periods such as a pandemic. Firstly, they provide a much-needed distraction, offering an escape from the constant stream of potentially distressing news. Moreover, engaging in a hobby can instill a sense of control in an otherwise uncertain situation, as individuals can see tangible progress in their chosen activity. Furthermore, hobbies often foster creativity and problem-solving skills, which can be transferable to other areas of life, helping people adapt to new circumstances. They can also combat feelings of isolation by connecting individuals with like-minded communities, even if only virtually. Lastly, the sense of achievement derived from developing a new skill or completing a project can significantly boost self-esteem and mental well-being, providing a buffer against anxiety and depression that may arise during difficult times. Question: do you think the pandemic has changed people's attitudes towards hobbies and leisure activities? Band 8 to 9 answer: the pandemic has undoubtedly sparked a paradigm shift in people's perspectives on hobbies and leisure activities. With prolonged periods of isolation and reduced social interactions, many individuals have come to recognize the intrinsic value of engaging in meaningful pastimes. There's been a noticeable trend towards hobbies that promote self-sufficiency and personal growth, such as cooking, gardening, and learning new languages. This shift reflects a growing appreciation for activities that offer tangible benefits beyond mere entertainment. Moreover, the pandemic has blurred the lines between work and leisure, leading to a reevaluation of work-life balance. Many people have discovered the importance of carving out dedicated time for hobbies as a means of maintaining mental health and preventing burnout. Interestingly, there's also been a resurgence of interest in traditional, slow hobbies like knitting, puzzles, and board games. This could be interpreted as a reaction to the fast-paced digital world we've become even more immersed in during lockdowns. In essence, the pandemic has prompted a collective reassessment of how we spend our free time, with a greater emphasis on activities that contribute to personal fulfillment and well-being. Key vocabulary and phrases: pick up, phrasal verb, pick up, to start doing something new. Example: I picked up knitting during the lockdown. Therapeutic outlet, noun phrase, outlet, an activity that helps reduce stress or anxiety. Example: gardening became a therapeutic outlet for many during the pandemic. Foster, verb, foster, to encourage the development of something. Example: this hobby fostered a deeper appreciation for nature. Silver lining, idiom, a positive aspect of a negative situation. Example: learning to cook was a silver lining of being stuck at home. Paradigm shift, noun phrase, pam shift, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example: the pandemic caused a paradigm shift in how people view work-life balance. Examiner's advice: to score high in the IELTS speaking test when discussing hobbies started during the pandemic, use a variety of vocabulary and complex sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples and personal experiences to make your answers more engaging and authentic. Discuss both the immediate and long-term impacts of your hobby to show depth of thought. Practice speaking about your hobby in different contexts, personal, social, and global, to prepare for various question types. Reflect on the emotional and psychological aspects of taking up a new hobby during challenging times to add depth to your responses. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, record yourself, and work on improving your fluency and pronunciation alongside your vocabulary and grammar. For more tips on how to excel in your IELTS speaking test, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a recent trend in your country that caught your attention. Describe a person who inspired you to start a new activity. Describe a new skill you learned during the lockdown. By incorporating these strategies and continuously practicing, you'll be well prepared to discuss your pandemic hobby and achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test.